When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Angelina from Grafton.
Good morning.
Hello.
Angelina, will you kick Kennedy out?
Go on, get Kennedy.
Go on, get.
All right, fine. Good luck.
You too.
Angelina, Mac also said your town isn't real.
Oh, okay. That's rude.
Isn't it?
I never said that. Stop putting words in my mouth, would you?
Exactly. You came in here and you said that town is made up.
That is lies and slander, I say. You're making this all up. I love Grafton.
I say? What are you now, British? What
just
happened?
Imagine he's going to come on here and start lying.
I've been to Grafton many times, in fact. It's fantastic. One of my favorite towns.
Oh, jeez.
Now I know you're lying.
He is. Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $1,000.
I don't like him coming on the air and gaslighting me.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. James Gunn's Superman movie has debuted with a 91% on this website known for reviews of movies and television shows. What is that website called?
Rotten Tomatoes.
Question number two. Convicted scammer Billy McFarlane is selling his festival brand and the IP on eBay. After one day, the bidding is up to almost over $200,000. What was the festival called?
Coachella.
Question number three. Diddy will be sentenced on October 3rd. True or false, Diddy was married to J-Lo. True or false?
True.
Question number four. Joe Jonas is questioning his nipple size after a fan on the street told him they're tiny. It's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Really?
How does that doesn't come up organically. You had to shoehorn that into conversation.
Who is the oldest Joe, bro? You got Joe, you got Nick, you got Kevin.
I'll say Joe.
And question number five, the USA Network put a trigger warning in front of the movie Rush Hour for potentially offensive stereotypes, and some people were triggered by the trigger warning. Oh, what a world we live in.
Rush Hour doesn't need a trigger warning. That's ridiculous.
Who are the two stars of the movie Rush Hour?
Jackie Chan and Chris Rock.
Well, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. So close. Missed it by that much. Oh, you're fine. Come on in, Kennedy.
Sorry. Got distracted.
Yeah, we got distracted by intern Mac over there saying Grafton isn't a real town and then lying about it on
never
the air.
Never said that. Never said that ever. In
I'm going to never put you back on the radio.
No, that's not true. You love me.
Kennedy, Angelina got 1 out of 5.
So, I swear to God, everyone in here needs Ritalin. Every last one of you.
Carson and Kennedy, everyone needs Ritalin.
Where's the lie?
These are tough. There's $1,000 on the line for Angelina. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. James Gunn's Superman movie debuts with a 91% on this website.
Wow.
Known for reviews of movies and television shows. What is that website called?
Rotten Tomatoes?
That is correct. 1-1. Question number two. Convicted scammer Billy McFarlane is selling his festival brand and the IP on eBay, and after one day, the bidding is just over $200,000.
That's crazy.
What was the festival called?
Fire Festival.
Yeah, I could see them, you know, buying that and then selling T-shirts and hats to make your money back, probably.
I have no idea.
2-1, question number 3. Diddy will be sentenced on October 3rd. True or false, Diddy was married to J-Lo. True or false?
False.
That is correct. They dated for a couple of years, so. 3-1, question number 4. Joe Jonas is questioning his nipple size after a fan on the street told him they are tiny.
A, mind your business. And B, don't you worry, King.
So are we talking like pennies?
Who cares? What a
dimes?
Weird thing to care about.
What's small to you? A sand dollar could be small to you. I don't know. He said, minding you, I was feeling decently confident about my nipples before this. Kennedy, who's the oldest Joe bro?
Kevin.
Kevin, yes, born in 1987. 4-1, question number 5.
Oh, I just looked up the size of a sand dollar. That'd be a gigantic nipple.
You had to look up the size of
a sand dollar? Well, to get a reference, yes.
Question number 5.
Compared to dime or quarter.
The USA Network put a trigger warning in front of the movie Rush Hour for potentially offensive stereotypes, and some people are triggered by the trigger warning. Kennedy, who are the two stars of Rush Hour?
Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker.
Do you hear the words that are coming,
out of my mouth?
Yes. 5-1 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Angelina, you were a delight.
Come back anytime.
Thank you so much. This was so fun. My kids and I listen every morning when I drive them to school and listen to the 6:45 one and try to win and never do. So they're going to be jealous that I called.
Angelina, what are your kids' names?
I don't think they could have helped me with any of those questions. So,
that's true. Glad they weren't in the
car. Sam and Evie.
Sam and who?
Evie.
Evie. All right. Well, Sam and Evie, we love you for listening, too. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Angelina from Grafton, and I can't even talk to you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.